The following is a class on the Bhagavad Gita as it is, 13th chapter, text number 8 through 12, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on September 30th, 1973, in Bombay, India.
Amanittam Madambittam Ahimsa Khanti Ajabam Acharyopasanam Shoucham Sthairyam Atmavinigraha Indriyarthesu Vairagyam Anahankara Evacha Janmamrityu Jaravyadhi Dukkha Dosana Darshanam Asakti Dhanabhisanga Putradharu Viharishu Nityamsa samachittattam ishtyanishto hopattishu. Maicha ananna yogena bhakti rabbyavicharini vivikta desa sevittam arati janasamsadi. Adhyatma jnanam nityattam tattva jnanartha darshanam Itaj jnanam iti proktam abjnanam jad ata annatha. Sri Krishna has explained. The question was, khetra khetratka and jnanam and jyam. The questions. What is this body? Krishna has explained already. Rishivi Bahubi Bhura Gitam Chandavi Vibidhai Pratha Brahma Sutra Padeshaiva Hetu has been ministered. There are many scriptures and many philosophers, Rishi, as I explained yesterday, Nasu Rishityasam Utamanam Pindam. He is not a philosopher who hasn't got a different opinion. Because this material world is a practically a challenge to this supreme authority. The supreme authority, Krishna, he is the bhokta, actually, he is the enjoyer. Bhoktaram jagvatavasam sarva-loka-maheswaram sridam sarva-bhutana jatta maam shantimichyat. That point is missing. Real enjoyer or proprietor is Krishna. Bhoktaram jagatamasam sarvaloka maheshwaram. He is the proprietor. Sarvaloka, not only of this loka, earthly planet, but there are innumerable planets within this universe, and there are innumerable universes also. Not one universe. Dasya prabha prabhavato jagadanna koti. Jagadanna means universe. It is just like egg shell, anda. You can see this universe, the sky is a horizon. So it is just like egg shell. All the planets and universes, they are egg shell. Therefore they are called anda. Jagadanna, Brahmanda. So, this Jagadanda and Brahma is called Jagadanda Natha. Jagadanda Natha means Brahma. That as in each department for management there is a manager, similarly, in each Brahmanda, there is a manager who is called Brahma. And each planet, there is also a manager or head. That is the system. And the supreme head is Krishna. Just like we have a manager, a head on this planet, now we are divided. Formerly, this planet was one unit, and there was one head, the emperor. Just like Yudhishthira Maharaj was the emperor of the whole world. Parikshit Maharaj, all kings formerly, Vivek became king, emperor. He ruled over the whole planet. In each and every planet, there was a ruler. But now, in the days of democracy, there are so many rulers, practically each and every one of us is a ruler. This is democracy. But actually the arrangement is that ruler should be one, and the supreme ruler is Krishna. Ruler means Ishvara. So there are so many Isharas. Ishvara means that actually there must be one Ishvara, one ruler. But because here in this material world, every one of us is trying to become Ishvara. Therefore the Mayavadi philosophy is that everyone is Ishvara. That's all right. But that Ishvara is not sublime. I may become Ishvara amongst my disciples, but I am not the supreme, I am not the Ishvara of everyone. The Ishvara is actually Krishna, Ishvara Parama Krishna, who says. There are Isharas, rulers. That's all right. But the supreme ruler is Krishna, Ishvara Parama Krishna, Sachidananda Vigraha. This is stated in the Brahma Samhita. And Krishna also says, Matta Paratanam Nanya Kinchidasti Dhananda. There is nobody else superior than me. So that is the fact. People are searching after Ishvara. Can you show me God? There is no God. God is dead. So many philosophers and theories are there. But actually, there is God. There is God, Krishna. Ishvara Parama Krishna. Sachidananda Vigraha. Ekala Ishvara Krishna. Chaitanya Charitamrita it is said that only Ishvara is Krishna, the Supreme. Ekala Ishvara Krishna. Arsav Bhitta. All others, they are servants. Nobody is actually Ishvara. And we find it practically. Everyone in this material world, he may become an Ishvara in his group, but he is also controlled by somebody superior. And that is the position of this relative Ishvara. But Krishna is absolute Ishvara. Nobody is Ishvara above him. That is Krishna. everyone is trying to be Ishvara. This is the material world. Everyone is trying to be Ishvara. So Krishna says that Rishivi Bahuvi Gita, because everyone is trying to be superior. Naso Munidyasya Matam Na Bhindam. That every philosopher must give his own opinion. And it must be refuted by another. Therefore, Shastra says that in this way you cannot ascertain what is the reality. Tattva-prasri, if you want to understand the reality by your arguments, by reasoning power, Oh, that is not possible. Because I may be very nice at work, but another person may be bitter at work. He can defeat me, and that is going on. Simply by arguments, you cannot reach the absolute truth. That is not possible. And if you simply depend on the Shruti, Srutaya Vibhinna, the very literatures are different, Sam Yajuri, Kathadva, and not only that, other scriptures there are, the Srutaya Vibhinna, Naso Munin Jasamatam Nabhinna, Dharmasya Tattam Nihitam Guhaya. To understand religious principle, it is very difficult. Therefore, our duty is Mahajana Jena Gatasya Pantha. We have to accept that way which is given by the Mahajana. The Shastra, we are sometimes in difficulty to find out the Mahajana. Who is Mahajana? That Mahajana is also described in Shastras. Who can be accepted, the greatest authority, Mahajana? That is stated in the sixth canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. Sambhu Narada Sambhu. They are Mahajana. Sambhu means Brahma. Brahma is Mahajana. Sambhu Narada. Narada Muni is Mahajana. And Sambhu, Lord Shiva, he is also Mahajana. Sambhu Narada Sambhu. Kumara. Four Kumaras. Sanat Kumar had it. They are also Mahajana. Kapildev, who expounded that Shanta philosophy, Kapildev, he is incarnation of God. Kumara Kapila Manu, Sambhuma Manu, he is also authority. Manu's name is also mentioned in the Bhagavad Gita. Imam Vivasati Yugam Pratyavan Aham Abhayam. Vimashyan manavit prahu. So therefore Manu is also Mahajana. His authority. There is Manu Samhita. Our Vedic system is conducted. The lawgiver is Manu. From Manu, the Manusha, man, these words have come. Manu. Descendant of Manu, human society. Manushya. So, Prahlad Maharaj is Mahajana. Janak Maharaj. Prahlad Janak of Bhishma. Bhishma Dev. Grandfather Bhishma Dev. The grandfather of the Pandus. He is also Mahajana. Prahlad Janak of Bhishma. Bali Maharaj. He is Mahajana. Vyasaki, Sukadeva Goswami, and Jamaraj, he is also Mahajana. So we have to follow the footsteps of the Mahajana, otherwise we shall be bewildered. Krishna therefore he says, Visibhi Bahuda Gitam. There are many saintly persons, great sages, and they have spoken in various ways, but Krishna concludes Vedanta Sutra. Vedanta Sutra he gives a thanks because this Vedanta Sutra comes from the disciplic succession of Brahma. Brahma Sutra. Lord Brahma, Krishna instructed Brahma. Tene Brahma Vida Adikavai. Adikavi is Brahma. And Krishna instructed Tene Brahma Vida. Brahma means Veda. Sabda Brahma. The Sabda Brahma was instructed to Lord Brahma. by Krishna. Then Krishna is the original Guru. Therefore Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, Imam Vivasati Yuvam Pratvan Aham. This yoga system, Bhagavad Gita yoga system, I first of all spoke to the Sun God, Vivasan Manavipraho, and the Sun God, whose name is Vivasan, he spoke to his son Manu, Manu Ikhata Vibravi, and Manu spoke to his son, Maharaj Ikhat. Maharaj Ikhaku is coming from the dynasty of the Sun God, Vivasan. There are two Kshatriya families, one from the Moon God, another the Sun God. So, Maharaj Ramchandra appeared in the family of the Suryavamsa, Ikhaku, Maharaj Ikhaku. So, this is the parampara system. And everything is described in the Brahma Sutra by Vyasadeva. Vyasadeva happens to be the disciple of Narada. Narada happens to be the disciple of Brahma. And from Vyasadeva, Madhyacharya. Then from Madhyacharya, disciple in succession, Madhavendra Puri. Madhavendra Puri was the spiritual master of Ishar Puri. Ishar Puri was the spiritual master of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the spiritual master of the six Goswamis of Vrindavan. Rupa Sanatana, Bhatta Raghunath, Sujeev Gopal Bhatta, Dasa Raghunath. So, from the Goswamis, then Kaviraj Goswami, Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur, then Jagannath Das Babaji, then Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Gaurakishore Das Babaji, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati, and we are servant of Bhakti Siddhanta. So there is a disciple succession. That parampara should be followed. Even parampara prathame manuraja sarayu. If we want to understand really Vedic literature, then we must follow the parampara system. There are four sampradayas, parampara. The Ramanu sampradaya, Madhyacharya sampradaya, Vishnu Sami sampradaya, Nimbarka sampradaya. So, we belong to the Madhyacharya sampradaya. Fortunately, all these acharyas, even Shankaracharya, they appear from South India. This sampradaya, acharya sampradaya is going on all over India. So, every sampradaya has got his commentary on the Brahma Sutra. Therefore, Krishna says here, Brahma Sutra Padaisraya, Hetu Madhvivinishtitam. Unless a sampradaya, the four sampradaya, they do not comment on the Brahma Sutra, he is not, that sampradaya is not accepted. And if you do not accept the sampradaya, sampradaya vihinasti, mantrasti vipulamata. If you do not take your initiation mantra from the sampradaya, then it is useless. Now, there are so many apasampradaya, and they do not come in disciplic succession, but becomes guru, teacher. Therefore, everything is topsy-turvy. Nobody has got fixed idea what is God. Everyone has created his own philosophy. The whole thing is now confused. Therefore, Krishna specifically mentions Brahma Sutra. Brahma Sutra Padaisraya, Hetu Madhvivinishtitam. The sampradaya must have understanding of the Brahma Sutra, Vedanta Sutra. So all the sampradayas, they have got their commentary on the Vedanta Sutra and even Shankaracharya, but his commentary is not accepted by the Vaishnava Acharya because he has tried to derive some meaning, interpretation. But there is no question of interpretation. When things are clear, in the Brahma Sutra, all the sutras are very clear. You don't require any interpretation. You can expand in very elaborately, that's another thing. But you cannot go beyond the sutra. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu therefore says, Mayavadi bhasya sunile hai sarvanash. Mayavadi bhasya means Shankara Sarira bhasya of the Brahma Sutra. If you hear the Sarira bhasya, then you will be doomed, because you will be godless. Therefore, it has been forbidden by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and all the Vaishnava Sampradaya, Ramana Sampradaya, Matacharya Sampradaya. They all disagree with the commentary of Shankaracharya, Sarira Bhasya, Brahma Sutra. So far, we are concerned Madhva Gauriya Sampradaya. Our Acharyas, they took it, Srimad Bhagavatam, as a right commentary on Brahma Sutra. Bhāsyam Brahma Sutrāna Vedārtha Paribhīhitam. This Śrīmad Bhāgavatam is the real bhāsya of Brahma Sutra. So the Gaudiya Sampradaya did not make any commentary on the Brahma Sutra because Chaitanya Mahāprabhu took it as Śrīmad Bhāgavatam as a natural commentary because Śrīmad Bhāgavatam is also made by Vyāsadeva. And Vyāsadeva is the original author of Brahma Sutra. So author made his own commentary, so there is no need of another commentary. This is the Gaudiya Siddhānta, Gaudiya Vaishnava Siddhānta. But sometimes back in Jaipur, there was a challenge that the Gaudiya Sampradaya has no commentary on the Vedanta Sutra. So, at that time, Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur was requested, because he was grand scholar, grand old man scholar at that time, living at Vrindavan. So, he was very old at that time, so he authorized Baladev Vidyabhushan, that you do it. There was no need, but people are demanding, where is your commentary on the Vedanta Sutra? So Baladev Vidyabhushan, with the order of Govindaji at Jaipur, he wrote the commentary on Brahma Sutra. That name is Govinda Bhasya. So the Gaudiya Brahma Sampradaya, there was also commentary on Brahma Sutra that is required. So Krishna has explicitly explained the Brahma Sutra Padarishchaiva, Hetumad, Hetumad Vibhishthita. The Brahma Sutra is called therefore Naya Prastha, with logic and reason. Hetumad, cause and effect. Everything. Because people like to understand on the basis of philosophy and reasoning, everything. Yes, that is required. Any understanding without philosophy, that is sentiment. And philosophy without religious conception is mental speculation. These two things are going on. Not combined. All over the world, there are many so-called religious systems, but there is no philosophy. Therefore, the so-called religious system does not appeal to the modern educated person. They are giving up religion. Either Christian, Muslim, Hindu, simply formalities, rituals, they do not like. They want to know everything on the basis of philosophy. That is Bhagavad Gita. Bhagavad Gita is based on philosophy, this system, Krishna Bhakti. Bhagavad Gita means Krishna Bhakti. Devotion to Krishna, Krishna consciousness. That is Bhagavad Gita. Bhagavad Gita, the teaching is Manona Bhagavad Bhakta Madhya Jimam Namaste. This is Bhagavad Gita. All is think of it, Krishna consciousness, pure and simple. Manmana Bhagavad Bhakta Madhya Jimam Namaskuru. Everywhere Krishna is stressed on his personality. Aham Adihi Devanam. I am the origin of all the devatas. Matta Parganam Nanya Kinchidasti Dhananda. Aham Sarvasya Prabhava. Matta Sarvam Pravartate. Iti Matya Vajante Mama. Buddha Bhava Samandhi. Everything is there. So, Sarvadharmān parityajya, mām etam, mām aham, me. So, in every verse, every chapter, Krishna, mayā sattva manā prārtha, jūvam janjana madāsya. Mayā sattva, mayī āsattva. One who is attached to me, āsattva manā, mind attached to me, that is jūvam. Yogi nāma pi sarvesa madgata antarātmana madgata. Again what? Madgata antarātmana sadhyāvān bhajate jūmām sanejitta tamumam. So everything is given stress. Krishna, but the rascal commentator, they want to make minus Krishna. These rascal land has played havoc in India. These rascal so-called commentators, they want to avoid Krishna. Therefore, this Krishna consciousness movement is a challenge to these rascals. It is a challenge. That you want to make Krishna without Krishna, this is nonsense. But if one surrenders to Krishna, sarvātmanāja saranam sarannam gato mukundam. If one has surrendered fully to mukundam, parihutta gattam, there are so many duties. Therefore Krishna assures that if you surrender to me, if you feel that you have not worshipped others, and if you are sinful thereby, Krishna says, māsūca aham tvā sarva pāpebhyo mokkhayiṣyāmi. I shall give you protection. So this is Krishna consciousness. Try to understand and follow. Thank you very much.